Hi, this is Dan Hummel from the First Congregational Church here in Hartford. As I daily reflect on the death and resurrection of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I am humbled that what is foolishness to many people is the very basis of life for me and many other Christians. When the Apostle Paul spoke to the Corinthians in his first letter, he pointed out that they were not known for their wisdom or might or noble stature. This may have been hard for them to hear, but Paul explains why he points out their humble circumstances. He says, "For consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, nor many mighty, nor many noble, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong, so that no man may boast before God." This is the MO of God. God could judge all of humanity and find it very wanting and destroy it. But God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. Jesus lived the humblest of lives, hence the manger bed, the poverty, and His horrendous execution. But He is the resurrection and the life, and through His ultimate humility and divine perfection, He achieved the ultimate victory. During Lent, many attempt some form of humility to please God, abstaining from foods or activities, attending special church services, etc. Sometimes these sacrifices or activities do please God, but only after we have accepted His free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ the Lord. He demands either a perfect life or acceptance of the perfect life of Jesus as payment for our animosity toward God. That's the humility God requires, to admit we can bring nothing nor do anything that will appease God's righteous perfection. The humility of self-sacrifice or good works will not reach God's standard. We must humbly accept Jesus, period. As we accept His payment for our fallen nature, for our going against God in thought, word, and deed every day, we are placed in His righteousness and accepted by God apart from anything we do. And we are humbled that we can do nothing. All we can do is boast in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. More information on this topic in my next 3 minutes tomorrow or on our website. Search for First Congregational Church of Hartford, Wisconsin.